KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Marissa Hovde reporting for KJAN Sports. Sports is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Atlantic Activities Director Josh Rasmussen announced yesterday that Alan Jenkins has been hired as the boys' head basketball coach. Jenkins, a 2003 AHS graduate, comes to Atlantic from the Council Bluffs School District. Jenkins says he is excited about the opportunity.
Something that I've always kind of dreamed of, to be able to come back to my alma mater, where I felt like as a player there I had great coaching, support of a community that was enthusiastic about basketball and about athletics in general. So this is a great position for me. Hopefully it'll be a great position for the kids and in our basketball program moving forward.
Jenkins will teach 7th grade social studies, the same position he held in Council Bluffs. This year will be his first try as a boys basketball head coach. He spent 5 years as an assistant boys basketball coach at Abraham Lincoln High School, as well as 3 years as an assistant football coach and 2 years as the head track coach.
I think I had a couple of really valuable years as head track coach at AL, where we had a lot of success, and we were runner-up in the conference back-to-back years at Sioux City Healing, and just that management and organization of a team, I think that will play a huge benefit for me and our program.
He says he favors an up-tempo style of play, but will tailor the scheme to best suit his kids. College coaches recruit players to fit their scheme, but you don't have that luxury in high school.
In the high school game, you don't have that opportunity, so you have to be able to mix it up from year to year. If I could have my preference and the athletes and guys to do so, I would like to make the game fast-paced. I would like to get up and down and play defense for 85 feet and really challenge other teams. But I think it's too early to tell. I haven't been around the guys and seen some of the things we have coming up.
Jenkins replaces Steve Blazek, who retired after the current season that saw the Trojans finish with a record of 22-2. The top 7 players from that team have graduated.
I'll let everybody else worry about, the amount of points per game we lost and the amount of talent. I'm just looking forward to the group that we have coming back. I mean, I'm not going to hide the fact that we had a couple great years with some great kids and that had a lot of success. But I'm looking forward to the guys that we have. I think they're an athletic group from what I've gained. I'm certainly going to be able to gain a whole lot more here in the days to come. But it's a fresh start for those guys. It's a fresh start for me, and I really couldn't picture a better situation to be going into.
Jenkins is an Iowa State University graduate who spent 2 years on the men's basketball practice squad. He also played 1 year at Buena Vista University before transferring to ISU. The hire is subject to school board approval. Iowa State announced Friday that former Marshall guard DeAndre Kane will play for the Cyclones next season. Kane, who averaged 15.1 points and ranked 11th nationally with 7 assists per game last season, has 1 year of eligibility left. Kane figures to challenge for the starting job at point guard for Iowa State, which lost 4 perimeter players from last year's NCAA tournament team. Kane scored nearly 1,500 points in 3 seasons at Marshall. Coach Fred Hoiberg says Kane will add great versatility to the Cyclones, while Kane says Iowa State's up-tempo style was a major draw. Construction is almost finished on the downtown Lincoln Arena that will be the home for Nebraska basketball. M.A. Mortensen Co. project manager John Hinshaw said Friday that Pinnacle Bank Arena is 85% to 90% complete and is on schedule to be ready for the university's August graduation ceremony. The $179 million arena, with a seating capacity of about 15,500, sits on the northwest side of downtown Lincoln, just a few blocks west of Memorial Stadium. Nebraska already has sold every ticket for the 2013-2014 men's basketball season, and a media tour revealed a steep seating configuration that could make for an intimidating home court advantage. Iowa State coach Fred Hoiberg has hired former Nebraska coach Doc Sadler as an assistant. Sadler, who led the once-rival Huskers from 2006 to 2012, will finish the vacancy left when T.J. Otzelberger left for a job at Washington. Sadler was 101-98 at Nebraska, leading the program to 3 NIT appearances. Sadler also worked for Texas Tech in the Big Eight from 1991 to 1994, and he spent last season as the director of basketball operations at Kansas. Sadler tells the AP that he's looking forward to working for Hoiberg, who played at Iowa State, in part because he's so committed to the university. Scott Hairston hit a grand slam and Matt Garza got his first victory of the season, and the Chicago Cubs extended their winning streak to 5 games by defeating the Arizona Diamondbacks 7-2 on Friday. Alfonso Soriano had a 2-run homer and Cody Ransom added a solo shot for the Cubs, who have won 5 straight for the first time since winning 7 in a row from July 31st to August 6th, 2011. Hairston's grand slam was the second in 2 games for the Cubs. Pitcher Travis Wood hit one on Thursday in a win over the White Sox. Garza, who was making his third start of the season since coming off the disabled list with a strained back muscle, pitched 7 innings and allowed 2 runs and 6 hits while striking out 4 for his first victory since July 15th of last season. Garza, who was also making his first home start of the season, bounced back from his previous start when he gave up 4 runs in 4 innings last Sunday in Cincinnati. Craig Stammen pitched 4 perfect innings after ace Steven Strasburg left with a strained right oblique, Denard Spann tripled and scored 2 runs, and the Washington Nationals beat the Atlanta Braves 3-2 on Friday night. Strasburg lasted just 2 innings before leaving the shortest outing of his career. He will head back to Washington to have his side examined. The victory snapped a 2-game skid for Washington, which trimmed its second-place deficit in the NL East to 4.5 games behind the Braves. Atlanta has dropped 2 of 3 and 4 of 6. Strasburg left with a 2-1 lead. He allowed 2 hits and 1 run, a homer by Freddie Freeman with no walks and 2 strikeouts. Stammen shut down the Braves by striking out 3 and allowing no base runners through the 6th. Hisashi Iwakuma struck out 5 in 7 innings and Kendrys Morales homered to lead the Seattle Mariners to a 3-0 victory over the Minnesota Twins on Friday night. Iwakuma gave up 7 hits and walked 2, and Jesus Sucker added 2 hits and an RBI for the Mariners, who snapped Minnesota's 4-game winning streak. Tom Willemsen picked up his 12th save. Mike Pelfrey gave up 3 runs on 6 hits in 5 innings for the Twins. Pedro Florimon hit 3 hits and Chris Parmalee had 2, but the rest of the lineup went 2 for 27 with 6 strikeouts. The Yankees welcomed back first baseman Mark Teixeira and third baseman Kevin Youkilis from the disabled list and immediately inserted the pair into their injury-depleted batting order for a series opener against the Boston Red Sox. Teixeira had a partially torn tendon sheath in his right wrist, sustained while taking batting practice with the U.S. at the World Baseball Classic on March 5th. Youkilis has not played since April 27th because of a back injury. To clear roster spots before Friday night's game, the Yankees optioned right-hander Ivan Nova and left-hander Vidal Nuno to AAA Scranton will expire. Yankees manager Joe Girardi said a position player likely would be moved off the active roster on Monday when left-hander Andy Petit is activated from the DL to start against Cleveland. Andy Reid is willing to admit he is overloading the Kansas City Chiefs with as much information as he possibly can ahead of the team's mandatory minicamp next week. Reid said after wrapping up 3 weeks of voluntary workouts Friday that the idea is to give them as much of the playbook as possible. Even though the team has only been together a short time, Reid said there's already enough of the offense and defense installed that the Chiefs couldn't possibly use everything in a game. Running back Jamal Charles left Friday's practice after getting a toe of his right foot stepped on. The Pro Bowl running back was taken for precautionary x-rays. A second St. Louis Rams player has been suspended for violating the NFL's substance abuse policy. Running back Isaiah Pede has been suspended without pay for the season opener. He can participate in preseason drills. Offensive lineman Rokivius Watkins got the same penalty last month. Sports is brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Marissa Hovde, KJAN Sports.